Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to yet another edition of TGP Radio. As always, I'm your host, Vin, and let's get this week three show underway. Hopefully, this episode of picking games goes a lot better than last week, because last week was terrible. But then again, I guess in general, I'm usually terrible at picking the games, and last week was actually normal, and week one was just a wonderful little aberration that actually went well. But now things are back to normal. I'm terrible. The NFL is terrible, and everything's terrible. And that's how things go. Like I said, last week was awful. Hi, Blue, in the chat. I see you. I even did that for you, waved. There we go. Terrible week last week. Teams win and shouldn't win. Shouldn't have lost. And that's how things go. Luckily, it's week two, so hopefully, thanks to another week passing, maybe we'll get some semblance of what teams actually are. Probably not, though, because it's still crazy early. But do what we can do, get through it, and enjoy football. All right, let's see here. Cherry has called in. He actually beat me into calling into my own show. So he's ready for it. So we're going to put him on, and Razor might be calling in if Skype lets him. She might not. Who knows? Hello, sir.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here listening to shitty music while I wait for you to start the show. It's like 11. I'm waiting until 11:05 for you to call in.
Yeah. I brought the laptop into the bedroom and hooked up the Wi-Fi, and all of a sudden it's like, there's no internet access, and that's not a good thing. But luckily it fixed itself, so we're good now. We are good. All right. Yeah, Razor always tells me, Ben, call in, and then he never calls in anymore. That's Skype problems, I guess. All right, so football. I don't know if I want to go through every single game this week. I'm not sure I want to do that. But I don't know what else to do. Because, I mean, this week's slate's kind of awful in general. Just a bunch of mediocre matchups. And I guess we can just go down the list, make it easy. Let's see here. Arizona, Bills, and Razor has Skype problems again, of course. Skype is the devil. The devil. Arizona coming off a nice bounce back last week against the Bucks. The Bills are losers. Blots, you can call in too if you want, if you're out there listening, but unfortunately that's what you guys are. Can't even beat the Jets when we should have beat the Jets. And you let old Matt Forte, get three touchdowns on you, over 100 yards, and that's awful. And I don't really see why the Bills are going to win this week. I mean, they're not. Arizona's a much better team, better on offense. Carson Palmer might actually not be terrible, maybe, possibly. There's that. Buffalo's not winning this.
I agree. Buffalo just doesn't have any firepower compared to Arizona. They're just not even close with talent. And the only hope is for Tyrod to put the team on his back and somehow go nuts. But I don't see that happen. I'd probably give Arizona the win pretty handily.
Yeah, especially since I'm not exactly sure what Sammy Watkins' status is, but I do know he's banged up some. And if he's not, you know, depending on his status and his percentage in terms of if he's out there tomorrow, that's not going to help. I mean, they're going to need everything firing, and it's just not a good situation in Buffalo right now. Poor Bills fans. But there he is.
Yeah, last I saw, he was questionable with a foot injury, and if he's out, it's going to be just nearly impossible to generate any offense.
Yeah. All right. Next game, the Minnesota Vikings take on the Carolina Panthers, the battle of the backup running backs in this game. Adrian Peterson out for a few months due to a torn meniscus. So in steps Jerick McKinnon in his place. Carolina is going to be without Jonathan Stewart. And in steps Cameron Artis Payne in his shoes. Probably going to split that backfield with, Fozzie Whitaker, too, I think. So that's interesting. Minnesota is fairly interesting because I didn't necessarily expect anything from Sam Bradford when he got traded from there. But you know, last week they get a win, and he looks pretty good. Looked all right. Obviously, not having Adrian Peterson is going to, you would think, be an issue. But then again, Adrian Peterson has kind of been fairly terrible this season, which, you know, we all knew it had to happen at some point. Just, I don't know. I'm not sure how many people expect it to be this season, but I almost want to take Minnesota in this. I really do, but I'm not going to. I'm going to take Carolina. I don't know. It's something about Carolina's defense that doesn't inspire me at all. I mean, last week they played the 49ers. The 49ers actually put up points. Granted, Blaine Gabbert did have a couple turnovers, and there was that. But, you know, the 49ers were able to muster a little bit of offense, keep things going. I don't know. Carolina just doesn't impress me at all. And I think Minnesota will be able to keep this close, but I think in the end Carolina pulls it out.
I mean, it depends on how Sam Bradford does. I don't trust Sam Bradford as far as I can throw him, and that's not far at all. I honestly feel better with Jerick McKinnon being the starting running back. AP was absolutely horrific for the first 2 weeks. He was like 31 for like 50 or some crazy low average like that. I don't know. I just don't trust Carolina's defense at all after seeing what Blaine Gabbert and the 49ers did to him. And I think that the Vikings have proven their defense pretty well through the first 2 weeks. I mean, they put a hurt on both Aaron Rodgers and Marcus Mariota and have pretty much dominated from start to finish in both two games. So I'll take the Vikings in a really close one, maybe like a 23-17 or something like that.
Yeah, I think that's accurate. There's just something about Carolina that just, I'm not, you know, they don't seem like world beaters. Now, granted, they didn't seem like world beaters last season either. And, you know, we know how that went. So we will see. All right, let's see here. Next game. Denver faces off against the Bengals. And Denver keeps rolling out Trevor Siemian, which obviously they're going to do. Denver keeps winning. Different week, same outcome. Cincinnati comes off a fairly disappointing loss last week against the Steelers. I thought Cincinnati was better than that. Turns out they're not. This week, and again, it's kind of a toss-up. Siemian hasn't been awful, which is kind of why Denver's winning, because he hasn't been awful. I think there's probably awful in him, but I'm not entirely certain when that awful is going to show up. Likewise, on the Bengals side, I question how well Cincinnati's offense matches up against Denver's defense. I think Tyler Eifert is either out or doubtful for tomorrow's game, and that's going to be that's still a fairly sizable loss for Cincinnati, and I don't want to. But I think I'm going to take Denver. I think if Cincinnati was fully healthy, they'd be able to do things. But I don't think there's enough there on offense to get things done.
It's really tough because the Bengals have dropped off offensively. Before Andy broke his thumb last year, they were on a different level, having both Marvin Jones and Mohamed Sanu, along with a healthy Eifert. I don't know if Eifert's going to be back this week. If he's not, it's going to be really, really tough for Cincinnati to generate any offense, especially against a team that's so defensively good like the Broncos. That said, I don't trust Siemian at all. People are saying, oh, he's got poise. He's he's not making game-breaking mistakes. I think part of that's because he hasn't faced teams that have really made him, you know, make mistakes. The Panthers, they were so good last year because they forced turnovers. They haven't been forcing turnovers as much this year on defense. I mean, just in general, I think the Bengals are going to be able to force turnovers on Simeon. I think he's going to struggle a little bit against a team that's actually really good up front. I don't think Carolina was that good up front. I think the Bengals are going to win it. It's going to be really close. It's going to be a low-scoring game, but I think the Bengals edge him out. I think Simeon makes a game-breaking mistake, loses his poise, and the Bengals walk away with it.
Yeah, Razor in the chat wants everybody to know that Simeon is poised. There we go. But yeah, I think it should be a fun game. I'm kind of looking forward to it. But I don't know. There's question marks. I mean, I think I'd like Cincinnati to win, but I'm not entirely sure if they have it in them. Not sure. All right, let's see here. Next game, and this is actually, this next game is my game of the week. I'm not certain if that makes it a great game or if it's just because everything else is just kind of average and uninteresting. But the Detroit Lions face off against the Green Bay Packers. Detroit looked all right, at least in the opening week. It certainly didn't look all right last week against, did they play Tennessee last week? Yeah, in which you lose. That's certainly not a good look. Losing Amir Abdullah is bad, but Theo Riddick is going to get the start in his place, and that's going to be fascinating to watch because Riddick's always been that, you know, third down pass catching guy, and to see him in his starting role is going to be I think it's going to be an interesting little matchup. Green Bay last week again coming off a surprising loss against the Dan Bradford led Minnesota Vikings. Green Bay hasn't looked great, and I'm not exactly sure what the deal is because they really haven't looked all that great for, it seems like, what, like two seasons now? Certainly not last season, but Jordy Nelson and Aaron Rodgers still need to essentially get on the same page. I think that Detroit can win, despite the fact that they just lost to the Titans last week, and that's fairly embarrassing. But I do think that that Detroit has enough in them offensively to go toe-to-toe with Green Bay. Also, Green Bay is going to be without Ryan Matthews and potentially Morgan Burnett in the secondary. So that's defensive issues right off the bat. And I think Detroit is going to be able to take advantage of that and get a rare victory against the Packers.
If they had Amir Abdullah, I would probably pick the Lions. I think offensively they're a very, very good team. I think the game against the Titans was a fluke. That said, I just don't trust their running attack. I don't think they would do as well if it's just Stafford throwing, and that's about it in terms of offensive ability. The Lions haven't impressed me as defensively as much as I hoped them they would in the first 2 weeks. Rodgers is slumping right now, but I don't think he's falling off or anything. I think he's just having a bad couple of games, and I trust the Packers to not drop another one. So, if it's a choice between the Packers being 1-2 and the Lions being 1-2, give me the Lions to be 1-2.
It's certainly a good possibility of that happening. I don't know. I just get the feeling that the stars have potentially aligned for Detroit to steal one. Now, granted, I'm pretty sure I have said that every single time that Detroit plays Green Bay, and I'm like wrong just about every single time. So, see if that streak continues. All right, let's see here. Next game, my game, this game I'm going to be watching because I want to. But because I have to, Baltimore Ravens take on my sad, sad Jacksonville Jaguars. None of these teams are all that great. Jags obviously coming off an embarrassing loss last week against San Diego. That was somewhat to be expected because for whatever reason, we are always, always awful against San Diego. So I'm not certain if last week was an indicator of how bad we are, or if it's just like essentially a one-off week. Baltimore gets down big against Cleveland last week, but since Cleveland is Cleveland, they managed to lose. So Baltimore is 2-0. Going into this, I have no idea what to expect. Like I said, I don't know if last week is what the indicator of what Jacksonville is right now. I do think that Baltimore has enough on offense to actually do things against us. I am concerned about Mike Wallace doing things, which I haven't been able to say that forever, it seems like. And I don't know. I mean, offensively, we've been a mess. Defensively, we've been a mess. And it's a good possibility that we lose this, but I'm going to say that we right the ship slightly and get a win. I don't feel comfortable about it. I don't feel confident about it at all. But that's what I'm going with.
Yeah, I have no faith in the Ravens. I think John Harbaugh is a terrible coach and will do his best to fuck up for the Ravens. I just don't think the Ravens have enough talent to be the team that is talented as the Jags. But then again, the Chargers beat the living shit out of them. And
yes,
the Chargers have everyone dead. So it just depends on if Gus Bradley shits his pants. He probably will. Let's hope not.
Yeah, it's not pretty. Not pretty in Jacksonville at all. But hopefully, you know, maybe we look more like we did in the opener against Green Bay and not like we did last week. But in the end, it doesn't necessarily matter because both of those games were losses. So even if we look better and lose, that's not really much of a improvement. But gotta hope. That's all I can do. Hope. All right. Let's see here. Cleveland Browns take on the Miami Dolphins, and you've got a rooting interest in this game. Cleveland's just going through quarterbacks like nothing. Seems like. RG3 gets hurt. McCown gets hurt. So in steps your boy, Cody Kessler. Going up against the Miami team who fought valiantly against New England last week. Put up certainly more of a fight than I expected, even coming off their surprise win against Seattle. But, yeah, that's actually also against Seattle. Anyway. Yeah, they fought against the Patriots last week. And, I mean, it's Cleveland. Cleveland's very good at giving their fans a brief little bit of hope and then snatching it away, as we saw last week, going up like 21 points against the Ravens. I don't think Miami's all that good, really, either. They've shown kind of flashes of it, but I don't think there's any consistency there. So I'm giving them the win by default since it's Cleveland, but I am curious to see what Kessler can do, if anything.
You know, initially I picked the Dolphins. The more I think about it now, I mean, if Kessler is anything, if he is, I'll pick Cleveland. I don't think that either team has any offensive capability. I think the Dolphins, both offensively and defensively, are terrible. The only decent part about that team is their defensive line, and that's pretty much it. I think, honestly, if I'm going to say, like, I'm taking Cleveland, it's going to be because of Kessler. That's about it. I think just, and this may be fanboying on Kessler, but I think he has the skills to dink and dunk his way to victory over a terrible Miami defense, and I just don't think that that Miami offense can do anything against the Browns. So I'll take Kessler's Browns in a complete shit fest that is not redeemable at all in terms of watchability.
Yeah, I think that's accurate. I think he's in a decent spot, at least, you know, starting off. I think there's actually enough offensive weapons. I mean, you've got Barnage, who for whatever reason hasn't been used much. You still got Corey Coleman, who had a good week last week. Terrell Pryor. I think there's enough on offense to make things potentially interesting. It just depends on what he decides to do with them. But should be you're right. It's probably gonna be an absolutely terrible game.
If it were anyone but the Dolphins, I'd probably pick against them. but it's the Dolphins.
Yeah. It's the Dolphins. All right. Moving on to the Blues game, since he's in the chat wanting me to get to it. That's what we're just having to come up next. Washington Redskins take on the New York Giants. Redskins 0-2 start of the season. Couldn't even beat a Dak Prescott-led Dallas Cowboys team last week. And I think some of that Cousins magic from last season has worn off tremendously. Giants, on the other hand, 2-0, coming off a surprisingly low-scoring win against the Saints last week. And, I mean, it's Washington. Washington seemingly gave the Giants fits last season, but this Washington team doesn't seem to be anywhere close to the same as it was last season. Cousins is off. That whole entire offense seems to be off. And I am curious to see the Josh Norman versus Odell matchup, especially since I think they said that Norman's going to shadow Odell. I think they said that, so that should make things entertaining. But, you know, despite the fact that the Giants pretty much still have no run game, they do have enough wide receivers and whatnot. Sterling Shepard is making his presence felt already 2 games into the season. I mean, you couple him with Odell and Victor Cruz returning form, and I think there's enough on offense to easily handle the Redskins. So give me the Giants.
I agree. I see a lot of people taking the Redskins as an upset pick for this week. I think it's a terrible pick. I don't think the Redskins have nearly enough talent to compete with a team like the Giants. The Giants offensively aren't that good, but on defense they've been a completely different unit this year. I'd honestly consider that team as a top five kind of team. I mean, they shut down the Saints and they shut down the Cowboys, who were supposed to be two of the best offenses in the league. So
yep.
The Giants in like a 20-6, 23-6 kind of just 60-minute beatdown.
Yep, nice. All right, let's see here. Next game, Oakland faces off against the Titans, and I do not care about this game. Tennessee's bad. Oakland is not that great, but they've been doing some things, seemingly. Except last week where they lost against the Falcons, but you know, at least they knocked off the Saints week one. But Oakland's got defensive issues. The offense is pretty good. Tennessee is kind of the opposite. Defense is all right. Offense is kind of bad. Mariota, you know, at least opening week wasn't that great. Last week, obviously, things were a little bit better, but it's just this is a bad game. I don't even want to talk about this. Oh yeah, Delanie Walker's questionable, so if Walker's not playing, there's no chance the Titans are winning this. But either way, I'm taking Oakland.
Both of these teams have, through the first two games, pissed me off a lot because the Titans at 1-1, they should not have beat the Lions. They should have sat down, went like 2-14, and got their top five pick, and just moved on to the next season. And the Raiders are supposed to be this dark horse who are going to somehow get into the playoffs and possibly win their division and make a run, maybe even the AFC Championship game, and then they lose to the fucking Falcons. So I'll take the Raiders in a game that both these teams have failed their expectations. Titans' expectation to lose and the Raiders' expectations to win. And, give me the Raiders.
All right, next game, AFC West. No, sorry, NFC West. I don't know my divisions anymore, or conferences. NFC West matchup. San Francisco 49ers take on Seattle Seahawks. Seattle has generally been awful, only putting up 12 points against Miami, only putting up 3 points last week against the Rams. Terrible, awful. That's not the the Seahawks that we know and hate. Cisco, on the other hand, you know, they fought valiantly last week against the Panthers, put up a fight. Obviously, not enough to get the win, but I don't think anybody expected them to actually win. Carolina, and despite Carolina's issues, they far outmatched the 49ers. And again, this week it's just I get the feeling like shit's going to ride Blaine Gabbert until these next few weeks. I think they got Dallas and one other team in there who's got like a really strong. Yeah, so they got Dallas and the Cards next. And after that, they've got the Bills in London. I get the feeling that Chip's probably going to make a quarterback change at that point because they're going to be coming off 10 days rest. And I just get the feeling, you know, you throw Blaine out there on the hardest part of the schedule and you don't get results, and then you wonder why you don't get results when, you know, these are at least, you know, four of the five opening teams are arguably playoff teams. So, anyway, that's just my rambly conspiracy that it's going to happen. Despite the fact that Seattle's been terrible, I do expect them to win tomorrow. Again, San Francisco has decent pieces on offense. Carlos Hyde's solid. Curley's been balling out for the most part. And wide receiver Quinn Patton as well. But there's not enough consistency on that San Francisco offense to do anything, I don't believe, against the Seattle defense. I think San Francisco's defense will show up, but I think the offense will be somewhat underwhelming in a loss. I don't think it'd be a blowout, but it's just not going to be a 49er win.
This is probably going to draw a lot of hate, and I've kind of made this case before, I'm pretty sure, on the forums, but I honestly think that the Seahawks very well could be the worst team in NFC West right now, at least through two games. That line is one of the worst lines ever constructed in the history of the National Football League, that offensive line. It's putrid. Russell Wilson is running around like a chicken with his head cut off. He's worse than normal. Thomas Rawls has done nothing. The backup running backs have done nothing. The wide receivers have done nothing. Jimmy Graham is absolute trash. That offense cannot mount a drive to save their life. That defense is still very, very good, but I just don't see any way they're putting a decent amount of points. It's tough to say that because they are so talented defensively, but I'm going to go ahead and take the 49ers in a complete shit fest, just like the Seahawks have been in over the last 2 weeks. I'll say Blaine wins it like 17-13.
Oh, yeah. And that'd be pretty awesome. I'd love that result.
Blaine train.
I don't know if it'll happen. Blaine train. Can't stop it. Can't stop it. Except for last week. But, you know, moving on. Different week. Just a brief little hiccup. Back on track. All right. Let's see here. All right. Now we're on to your game. Los Angeles Rams take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Rams aren't any good, but somehow managed to beat Seattle last week, who also isn't any good. There's that. The Bucs got straight up embarrassed by Arizona, which is somewhat of a result that I think we were expecting, kind of. Wasn't exactly sure what the Cardinals were, but it turns out they might be an all right team. Granted, Jameis Winston was, I think, absolutely terrible last week. Had some, like, five total turnovers or something like that, something ridiculous. Obviously, that can't happen again this week if the Bucs have any shot of winning. But given the fact that it's the Rams, I've got to go with the Bucs here. Even the fact that Doug Martin's out, Charles Sims is still a respectable running back, and I've got more faith on that Tampa Bay team, even though they're not very good, than I do L.A. at this point, despite the fact that they're coming off a nice win against the Seahawks.
For the record, my team this week is not the Rams. I am not rooting for a team this week. I'm just rooting on Cody Kessler. So
you're a free agent.
I'm a free agent now. I'll root for the Rams next week. give me the Bucs in a complete blowout. The Rams offense is completely putrid. I don't think they'll do anything against a Bucs defense that at least has pieces. I mean, that offensive line for the Rams is just absolutely terrible. They have no weapons. Gurley seeing, as he'd put it, 12 men on the field. He's just not getting any hold. So Case Keenum makes a bunch of dumbass mistakes. Gurley does nothing because he's getting eaten alive every play. And the Rams lose convincingly.
Fun times in LA, but hey, at least they won last week. So there's that. All right. Let's see here. Next game. San Diego Chargers take on the Indianapolis Colts. San Diego beat up my poor Jags last week because, of course, they did. Because that's what they do. Indy, what did they do? I should have prepped this before the show, but instead I'm pulling up the thing. Indy lost to Denver because, of course, they did. Because that's Denver. Denver's a good team. San Diego, as you mentioned earlier, everybody's dead. Keenan Allen's dead. Danny Woodhead's dead. Wood dead, as it were. So there's that. San Diego still isn't a good team. They weren't a good team with those players healthy, and they're still not a good team now. Melvin Ingram, kind of an interesting player of note, I guess, for this game, just in the fact that I said Melvin Ingram, I mean Melvin Gordon. Running back, San Diego. That's what I'm going for. It seems like he's, granted, we're super early in this season, but it seems like he's potentially turned his career around. He was semi-solid weeks back-to-back, and it'd be very good for San Diego if he can continue that. Indianapolis, not any good. 0-2, as they should be. I do think, just given the fact that San Diego's bad, that is missing fairly sizable amount of pieces, that Indianapolis does win this. I have more faith in Andrew Luck than I do on that fairly depleted San Diego team. So, that's what I'm doing. I'm going Colts.
I have no faith in either team. The Colts have one of the worst defenses in the league. Somehow Luck puts on points, but I think it's going to be a complete shit fest. I don't think the Chargers or Colts have any defense that will limit the scoring, so it's going to be the Colts in a game that very well could get into like the 80 or 90 points total. So give me the Colts 45 to like 35 or something like that, just something real high.
Yeah. Frank Gore is leading the team in rushing for the Colts with 103 yards through 2 weeks. Not too good. Not too good. All right. Next game, New York Jets take on the Kansas City Chiefs. And this, to me, is a toss-up. I don't know what exactly to really expect from either team. Obviously, the Jets are coming off a close win against the Bills. Tried losing it, didn't. Chiefs, obviously, fairly disappointed last week against Houston. I was thinking after the nice comeback against the Chargers opening week that perhaps the Chiefs were actually a decent team, but then you're going to lose to Houston in a very disappointing fashion. And I don't know exactly what the Chiefs are. So this is a... This is kind of a toss-up to me. I guess as much as it pains me, I'm going to go Jets here just because I don't really like Kansas City's offense against the Jets defense. Even though Darrelle Revis hasn't been really his usual self, there's just part of me that still questions Alex Smith. Even though I like him, I just question how much he's going to be able to get done. Jamal Charles, I guess, is a – I don't know if he's been officially ruled out or if he's game-time decision. But either way, you got to figure he's not going to be 100%. And, this is just probably going to be a very – I get the feeling this is going to be an ugly game. Give me the Jets.
I'll speed it up so we can get through the rest since you started a little bit late. Both teams really good on defense, but I'd take the Jets' offense over the Chiefs' offense. I just don't think Alex Smith can mount any decent offense, and the Jets win a low-scoring game.
Yep, that's fair. All right, let's see here. Pittsburgh Steelers take on the Philadelphia Eagles. Battle Pennsylvania, and it's not going to be much of a battle. Pittsburgh should mop the floor with Philly because it's Pittsburgh. I mean, you got Antonio Brown and Ben Roethlisberger, D'Angelo Williams. I mean, this should be solid. I know Carson Wentz is 2-0, and, everybody's raving about Carson Wentz, but, this is a good team they're facing. unlike the previous two teams that they've been facing in the Bears and the Browns. So what happens when Carson Wentz faces a good team? Carson Wentz loses, and that's what's going to happen tomorrow.
I don't think the Steelers' defense is that good. I think it's really overrated. That said, I would take the Steelers' offense to outscore Carson Wentz's Eagles. I don't think the Eagles' defense is that good either. Give me the Steelers in like 35 to 24 or so game. I think Big Ben's just going to have better offensive output than Carson Wentz.
Yep, that's exactly what I anticipate tomorrow. All right. Sunday Night Football, a game that should be Sunday Night Football, which I really wish the NFL had the ability to flex games out to feature backup quarterbacks. But alas, this is what we're stuck with. The Chicago Bears take on the Dallas Cowboys. Cutler's probably not going to play. Alshon Jeffery is probably not going to play. Tony Romo is not going to play. And this is just a terrible Sunday Night Football matchup to cap off the probably terrible day of football that we're going to have tomorrow. Given the fact that Chicago is missing, like, everybody on that offense, seemingly, every good player on that offense, although, you know, depending on your thoughts about Jay Cutler, that might be a good addition by subtraction. Either way, I think Dallas wins this. Chicago is not any good. I don't think Dallas is that great either, but I think at this point they're better than Chicago is. I expect Rain, Dakota Prescott, to hook up with Dez some, and Ezekiel Elliott to get some yards, maybe a touchdown. And this is just going to be a terrible game that I really don't want to watch. Maybe the Cowboys.
Bears' defense is mediocre. I think the Cowboys are going to open up a lot of holes for Zeke and Alfred Morris. Though I'm not impressed with Zeke that much, I will say if they open up holes for him, he will get through them. I think Dez is going to absolutely shred that defense. I'm not mad about it being backup quarterbacks in terms of it being back, but I am mad about it being Brian Hoyer. I think the Bears are going to get their shit then. So give me Cowboys the complete blowout.
Yeah, there needs to be some sort of contingency for this. It's just like, nah, this is a terrible matchup. We're just going to flex you guys out and flex somebody else in. That'd be nice. But alas, we're stuck with it. All right, Monday night. In a series that's usually interesting, I don't care about it this season. I don't know why neither of these teams are any good. Atlanta Falcons take on the New Orleans Saints. Again, Saints 0-2. Atlanta 1-1, courtesy of the Raiders last week. I think Julio Jones is a little banged up. I don't really know what to do for this game. I really don't. Both of these teams are mediocre. I'm going to take the New Orleans Saints to get their first win of the season against the Falcons. I'm not sure what's telling me that. I don't think any of these teams are any good. And I got to have a little bit more faith. Again, as much as it pains me in Drew Brees than I do Matt Ryan and company, especially if Julio isn't 100%.
Saints D is terrible. Falcons D is terrible. Saints offense is okay, but it's better than the Falcons offense, in my opinion. So give me the Saints in a Monday night football game that is not at all worth watching. The Saints, I'll take them just because they have the grouping of Cook, Snead, and Michael Thomas, but it should not be fun to watch at all. And it's a night to go to bed early on.
Indeed. Yes, these Monday night games are awful. Have been for a while. And it seems like that's not going away.
All
right.
They just
try
to put in divisional games, though, and they're not fun at all. You have the Jets and the Bills or some crap playing on Monday night. Nobody cares to watch teams that are 6-6. Nobody wants to watch the Skins and Cowboys throw down when they're both 500.
The Rams and 49ers? Nobody wants to watch that? Yeah.
That's just a bowl of excitement. More Kessler.
Yeah, there we go. All right, thank you, sir, for calling in. We made it through all the games. And thank you, sir. We'll be doing this again. Actually, I don't know if we'll be doing this again next Saturday because I will probably be working, not at night, but I have to get up early in the morning. So I think we might be shifting the schedule of this show around some. So I guess keep everybody posted on that. So, Warcraft, thank you for calling in, and we shall do this again whenever we do this again. Goodbye.
Warcraft.